The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Amen. But 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, I'll get there here, says this. Aha, there we are. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy, somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your mercy, right? It's a great reason to be joyful. You have mercy. Has anybody ever needed mercy? And I love that word, abundant mercy. Amen. More than enough. I think there's a couple reasons why people don't turn to Jesus. Maybe they love their whatever they're doing, but a lot of people think they're too bad. Church ain't for me. If I show up, it'll burn down. Well, that's a lie from the devil, right? Abundant mercy. We have the God of abundant mercy. Other people think, well, I ain't all that bad. I don't need church. I've never killed anybody. I've never robbed from anybody. Well, guess what you need for your pride? Abundant mercy. Amen. Turn to Jesus, right? He has begotten us again to a living hope. There's living hope today. Wherever we're at in our life, we ought to be in a place of hope, looking for Jesus, right? Isn't it great to know heaven is at the end of this thing? And so if we're on our way to heaven, anybody ever seen The Wizard of Oz? We're off to see and follow the yellow brick road. And it gets, you know, all of a sudden, there's the Emerald City, right? We're on our way to heaven. We need to remind ourselves of that. Amen. And there's a rapture coming. We need to encourage. The Bible says, encourage yourselves, each other, with these words, right? But guess what? There's hope for today. Just like there's hope for heaven, there's hope for heaven on earth, too. Amen. The blessing of God in this place. Lacey showed me on vacation, I think it was. We were at the coast. You showed me a picture on Instagram of a white moose. I have never seen a white moose. I thought, is that a trick? No, there's actually a white moose, apparently, somewhere. And I thought, my first thought was, are things beginning to manifest on this planet? Because you know what? This planet is going to change, man. Wouldn't it be cool if all of a sudden, you know, there's something that nobody's ever seen before, never discovered before? Why? Because heaven is moving to earth. And there's a place called heaven, but there's a city coming out of heaven. Revelation, right? Praise God. So we ought to be looking for more glorious. Somebody say more glorious, right? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible. Somebody say, I have an inheritance. And it's incorruptible, man, right? That's glorious. And Jesus died so you can receive your inheritance now. Praise the Lord. And undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So guess what's going to be revealed in the last time? Better and better, nicer and newer. Amen. You walking in the blessing is increasing. I love that second verse of Joy to the World. As far as the curse is found, the blessing, somebody say, the blessing is taking over. The blessing of God is taking over, and the light of God is driving out the darkness. Amen? Glory to God, right? In this you greatly rejoice. Amen, right? And that's not confined to December, right? It's this is all year long. all our life long. We greatly rejoice in these things, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what are we looking for every day? We're looking for the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm looking for Jesus today. I'm looking for him to show up today. Amen? And one day we'll physically see him show up, right? But today it might be some sort of healing, some sort of, sometimes the most, like the other day I came to the building in the middle of the week to pick up something that wasn't working and take it back to the store. And I walked in this room, and there's like two other guys in this building that aren't even with our church. I walk in this room, and I wasn't even thinking about it. And it's like I walked into a wall of the glory. I mean, literally, I walked in this room, and it just overtook me, and it almost went to my knees. It was like God is in this room. You know, what was that? That was a revelation of Jesus right there in the middle of my day. And I just felt overwhelmed by his goodness, by his presence, by his power, by his name, right? And it just overwhelmed me. It was a revelation of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And it brought me joy and encouragement because of some of the things we're going through with the building right now. And who cares? It's God's stuff. But it's reminded me, wow. The Lord is doing some wonderful things. Amen. Whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. So putting the joy on is a choice to rejoice, right? Amen. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we just got to talk to our soul. You know, our soul is the place of decision. You got born again, your spirit man is born again, but your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions need to be reminded, hey, soul, just read Psalms. David talks to his soul a lot. Soul, why are you so depressed? Come on, soul, catch up with the spirit man. We are happy today, soul. Everything is going to be all right, soul. Rejoice in the Lord, soul. And soul, I'm going to turn off the news now and turn on some praises. Soul, I'm going to turn off the crime TV, you know, whatever it is, movies that are full of, you know, cussing and fear and blood and gore and perversions, and I'm turning on Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. If we watch 16 hours a week of, you know, adultery and witchcraft and violence, soul, why are you so depressed? Well, no, we got to turn the light on. Amen. Somebody say, turn the light on and keep it on. Amen. Turn to the light. Today, Lane, my kids are such a blessing, but Lane today said, Dad, can we turn those lights? Because they're all pointed at the wall, right? Because they used to have things in here with the school. We thought, you know what? Yes. So we can have the worship with different lighting. So we pointed one at the flags, and we pointed a couple at the manger, and we pointed a couple at Shelly and the worship over there. How cool, man. What did we do? We turned the light. So we just got to remember to turn to the light. Amen. If we're focused on nasty stuff, right, negative stuff, fear, worry, strife, who's not here today, if I'm focused on empty seats, I'm missing you. Amen. And that is stupid. Stupid. Amen. If I look at a seat and I see dollar signs in a business I was part of for a while, a business networking group, great group, by the way, good people. But every seat was attached to a dollar sign. If you're not here in our business meeting, $700 didn't show up today. And there's ministers that treat people like that. Amen. That's not good, right? So it's what we focus on. What are we looking at? So we turn ourselves to the light, amen? This is so glorious, so glorious. And what does that do? It brings great joy to me. to turn the light on. Today, when we prayed over you and you got ignited, your faith got refreshed. You are a flame of God. And guess what? When you go home, when you go to work this week, when you're at school this week, people will feel attracted to it or repelled by it. Amen? Because it'll either shine in their eyes and they'll be like, oh, you know, you look at Mount Sinai. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, they had to put a veil over his face because he had been with God in God's presence for like 6 weeks. And he was so bright that they couldn't look at him. And sometimes you'll come out and somebody's all heavy and, you know, full of gossip and strife and worry and cares. And you'll, hey, Merry Christmas, like George Bailey, right? Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Merry Christmas to you in jail. Well, amen. Sometimes the light might be an irritant. Amen. You go into a bar today and turn the light on, people are going, oh. Right? Demons don't like lights. In pest control, cockroaches don't like light. That's why the greatest tool of a pest control guy is what, Randy?
A flashlight.
A red flashlight. That's a new one. There you go. So it's stealth, right? You shine the light, man. But we got to watch as believers that we don't use the light of God like a Jedi lightsaber to hack people's heads off. Right? No, the light is to point on to Jesus. Point them to Jesus. Point them to Jesus. And many will come to you and feel attracted to the light. Warmth. Oh, I'm so cold in my heart. This is warm. What is it that you got? Those kids that come to you, Lindsay, that's what they're feeling. Man, I'm frigid in my heart. And this kid in my class, there's something about her. I just got to, even if I don't like it, I have to know what it is. And then we don't use the light to say, repent, you sinner. No, we just say, hey, guess what? It's Jesus you're attracted to. I was on a road trip once all the way up north somewhere on a pest control job, and I got to this lady's house. I'd been worshiping God the whole way there, just listening to praise music. I got there, and she said, you're glowing. What is it? I said, I've been praising God all the way here, ma'am. And she changed the subject immediately. She did not want to talk about that. But I told her. Maybe planted a seed. Amen. See, with Christians, we can't be people that feel like we got to close the deal, man. Either you bow down and get saved right now, and that'll happen. Praise God. But we just shine the light. Jesus told people, just go tell people what God has done for you. Let the Holy Ghost do the converting. Amen. He's better at it than us. Right, but we tell people the goodness of God, that it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. Praise the Lord. Especially people that knew us before Jesus. Because they'll be like, what in the world are you on? He's called Jesus. Yeah, but remember how we used to do this and that? Like Jesse, you know, Jesse Duplantis. He'll say, yeah, I killed that guy. He's dead. Welcome to the new me. Born again me. On fire for Jesus. I used to be on fire for chasing women. Now I'm on fire for Jesus. I used to be on fire for alcohol and drugs and whatever that was, you know. But now I'm on fire for Jesus, burning brightly. Praise God, right? Amen. But again, the words in here in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. These are reasons to be joyful, because somebody say, I have an inheritance, right? Heirship, I have possessions. I have possessions that are mine. That's why don't let anybody, whoever they are, talk you out of the blessing of God for your life. Why? Because it's yours. That thing you're believing for belongs to you. Amen. Right? Incorruptible, which means undecaying, not corruptible, immortal. We talked last week about Jesus when he rose again. He still has a physical body, but his body is not decaying. It is not growing old. And guess where your faith is? In him. So you're believing God for things that are undecaying, not corruptible, immortal. Heaven's better. Somebody say, no matter how good it gets here on earth, heaven will be better. Amen. So God doesn't care about me enjoying nice things in my life. He does get concerned when things have you. When somebody's not in church because, well, I got to polish my boat. Well, amen. I got so much work that I had to start working Sundays. No, you put God first. Amen. Not stuff. And stuff is there. A lot of times God will tell you, you know, that Porsche that you inherited, enjoy it for a while, but then I'm going to have you sow it to this missionary over here who doesn't believe me for nothing and tell them how good I am. Right? So in other words, that's a joy, man. Now you're sowing a blessing and reaping more and increasing. Amen. But the stuff doesn't have you. The stuff belongs to you. Amen. Praise God. And undefiled means unsoiled, pure. It also means alpha, the first. Amen. The first. Don't ever feel like, you know, religion will make us feel like we're distant from God. And you have to have this man or this woman or this organization tell you what to do. Right? But you are, if Jesus is Lord of your life, you are a first generation believer. You are royalty. Royalty. Because you, like Shelley shared that story, that's exactly right. You accepted the gift of God's only son. That makes you a son or daughter. Directly. Somebody say directly. Directly. You are directly connected. You are the seed of Abraham. Amen. You are Jesus' blood brother. He's Lord and King of your life, but you are royalty in God. Amen. So we meditate on these things and we focus on these things. What doesn't fade means perpetual, unfading. See, what we're that's why we're talking about enduring joy, unfading joy, perpetual joy, the best joy. So many this time of year are going to look for joy in a bottle or joy in a, you know, a drug or joy in a new relationship. I enjoy the Hallmark movies, but 99% of them have to do with finding a new relationship. Well, I mean, a lot of romances are like that, right? Well, I'll tell you what, I've been married for 19 years almost, and the flame is strong. That woman loves me. And I love her, amen? But this enduring joy, not always looking for something new, right? Not always starting over. And Shelley shared that word last week that Spencer Nordyke shared with Eagle Mountain, and he said, there's somebody out there and you feel like maybe you're going to have to start over. And he said, that's the big thing with America, Americans, trailblazers, right? We're starting over. He said, remember this, because that was my heart. I said, Lord, we're going through this season in our life. If we have to start over, we'll start over. I'm willing to start over. And he corrected me. He said, you know what? You don't have to start over. You have harvest. You have fields. You have seed. You're not starting over. Wow. What a great word that was. Amen. So for you, right? Whatever you've been going through and feeling like it's lost, you're not starting over. You just pick it up. You just pick it up and keep your faith plugged in. Amen. And the word enduring means sustain without impairment or yielding, to continue to exist, to last. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. The devil, you just got to start talking trash to the trash talker. You know what, sickness? You know what, depression? I'm going to outlast you. I don't care if you've been here as long as I can remember thinking a thought. That's only, for me, 48 years, almost 47 and a half years. Guess how long God's been around? Devil. And guess where you're ending up, devil? You're the one who should be depressed and full of sorrow and fear, and your stomach should be in knots, not mine, because you're a liar. You're going to spend eternity in the pit, devil. And you start trash-talking him. I'm going to outlast you. I love, you know, the Rocky movies, if you've seen them. I think it's part two where Apollo, the champ, arrogant, right? And this newcomer, Rocky Balboa, guy off the streets of Philadelphia, with a heart of gold, right? And he just keeps getting back up. He just won't stay down. And Christians have to have that in our heart that, you know what? I refuse to stay down. Amen. I'm getting back up. And what are you going to do? You're going to outlast him. We are going to outlast the enemy. Outrun him, right? Outthink him. What did David take to Goliath? 5 smooth stones. Find something in the word and say, I'm standing on this rock. I'm not going to be moved from what God's word says in this area of my life. People of the word. Those are the people that last. The joy will last in you. The peace, the blessings of God will last you if you are a person of God's word. You ever heard the term gym rat? That guy's a gym rat. He's always in the gym. I was yesterday at the store and I saw the CrossFit people. Man, it's 35 degrees and there's these young mother looking people, young ladies, and they've got a medicine ball and they're running down the street. Gym rat, right? I'm at Safeway getting, I think, something sweet probably, and they're out there. They're running down the street, right? Well, we have to be word rats. People that refuse to leave the word. Stay in it. Stay at it. Reading it, studying it, and listening to it preached. Amen? Praise the Lord. And what will you do? You will outlast the issue. That issue's got nothing on you. You're on fire for Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, to continue enduring, to continue to exist, to last, to suffer without yielding. I will not yield. How do we yield to the enemy? With our words is a big way, right? Well, I guess I'll never get over this. Well, I guess this has got me. Well, this will probably kill me. Gonna die of something. Listen, we got to tell ourselves to shut up. Sometimes say what God says. Jesus is the defense attorney. And the devil is the prosecuting attorney. He points the finger at you. Jesus points you to the word and says, say only what I tell you to say. Do not agree with the prosecutor, even if it sounds like you did that, you thought that, you said that. Do not shake your head in agreement or say, yes, that is true, Your Honor. You can plead the blood. Ever heard plead the fifth? I plead the blood, Your Honor. My defense attorney will take it from here. I plead innocent. And that will throw the devil into a fit, right? Well, let him have a fit. It's his fit. You're free. Amen? The light of God is on the inside of you. You're going to outlast him. You got to have that attitude. Listen, I'm going to outlast you, devil. Amen. I'm going to change how I talk. I'm going to change how I walk. Amen. I'm going to change my focus. I'm turning the light. I'm turning the light onto things that I need to be focusing on and off of things I need to get my eyes off of.
What can I give? What can I bring? What gift is worthy of a king? What can what can you give?
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.